The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Sorry about that, folks. Bored up, and the weekend just popped up in a weekday here. Kind of surprised me. Kenny Boy. At any rate, second hour of the National Intel Report on this 19th day of June, 2017. And as promised, we've got Ron McDonald riding shotgun. Do you have your primer in there? Is your powder fresh?
You darn tootin' I do.
Good deal. Thomas in North... I'm sorry. New Mexico. Almost said North Mexico. Hello, Thomas.
Hey, John. Thank you for taking my call, and great show as always. Really great network, RBN, and I just want to make a couple of comments.
Sure.
I don't have internet now for the first time. I had to run. I am being targeted by cell towers and psychotronic weapons, and I want to also share, yes, I can't stand Alex Jones. He is a psyop, and I do want to say this. Several weeks ago, I downloaded your show, John, from a free Wi-Fi connection because I don't have internet. I'm out at T. Harris, New Mexico, where I'm calling from, east of Albuquerque, out in the mountains. And I had to run. At least there's no gang stalking connected to when you're being targeted out where I'm at. It's kind of dead out here. Very beautiful area, but I'm still being messed with psychotronics and electronic harassment by the cell towers here. Hmm. But I do want to share this real quick. I downloaded your show when you were sharing about that you were on the phone for several hours dealing with your internet. I had a similar experience with my internet. I canceled CenturyLink. CenturyLink, they're liars. They were telling me, they had me on the phone for over 3 hours on hold, sort of like your experience you had when you deal with these internet service providers.
Mm-hmm.
And CenturyLink lied. They told me, they said, Mr. Pearson, you made a contract with us. I said, oh, really? I never made no contract with you people. With CenturyLink. I never made no contract with CenturyLink. I told them I simply just wanted to cancel. Well, since you made a contract, they keep telling me I made a contract. I never made it. Anyways, to make a long story short, they said since I'm canceling early, which I never made no contract,
right,
that they're going to charge me $200 for canceling out my internet, for disconnecting. So, and I can't afford a lawyer, so I can't win.
No, Thomas, your cell connection, I can hear you. Yeah, it's crappy. Play the game. There are people out there offering cell contracts, if you will, and they'll pay off your old one. But what I would simply tell them is, I pay for a service and your service is intermittent, ergo, you're not fulfilling your end of a reliable service connected to your cell tower, which affects me. So you're not holding up your end of the bargain, so why should I be charged a couple hundred bucks for supposedly ducking out of the contract that I never made? Tell them to go fly a kite.
Yeah, if I don't pay it, they're threatening to send it to a collection agency.
Yeah, and that's the other ploy. They won't bring it up in a small claims court or go the court route because they don't want you in there speaking on behalf of yourself and how crappy they are. They know the game well. They'll just sick somebody that doesn't know beans about anything. Contracted here, we need to collect these funds, and you take your stipend out, and we get the rest. Now, forget it. Thomas, I got to keep moving. I got loaded lines, my friend. Good luck to you out there in the hinterland.
Thanks for taking my call, John.
Okay. All right, sir. You're welcome. Be careful out there. There is anonymity among people. It's the one great thing about being around other people and not a target out in the middle of nowhere. Betty in North Carolina. Hello, Betty.
Hello, thank you for posting the article from the Economist magazine.
I was hoping you were going to notice.
I surely did. I am asking for some kind of response from both of you on the data economy that they're talking about.
Well, and I could offer my opinion on it, but what I'll do if I've got time here on today's program is to go through the story, and I don't know if Ron has read it. I took a quick cursory look at it, and it posted up. But the other people may not have any idea of what we're talking about. So let me go into the body of the story for a greater understanding.
Let me call back another night then. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Thank you, Betty. Appreciate it. And Betty, last week, she donated $50, folks. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Call that number. We're halfway there to our pledge drive, and we're only going to make it the rest of the way with your help, not the other guy, not the guy from Kokomo, not the guy from Cincinnapolis. I'm talking to you. Call us at 800-724-2719. You want to make a donation today for a credit card? Just call Mike, hit extension 3 when you call that toll-free number, or go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Donate button at the top of the page. Click on that, and if you notice, if you hover on that donate button, single donations or Dollar a Day Club, you can donate as much as you want, and that'll be automatically taken out of your account. Make a one-time donation, make it as good as you can, and if you've got the spirit moves you, make a monthly pledge. Make a monthly pledge. RepublicBroadcasting.org, go to our webpage, hit the donate button, and be generous, folks. I've been generous with my time. Spent 25 years doing it, not complaining, but we do need some help from time to time to keep the ship upright. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Ron. John, did you have a chance to watch that Ethereum video I sent you?
No, I got wrapped up in doing house things and yard work and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, at some point check it out because it's still totally freaky. And my question for both of you guys
was that
Alex Jones is doing these curse word laden rants on his show.
Yeah,
he can't really have any affiliates left, or the FCC would fine him for every single word.
Bingo! That's what I noticed when somebody brought it to my attention. Have you heard what Alex is talking about? I'm going, no. But out of curiosity of a fellow broadcaster, I went up and took a look, and I went, holy mackerel. Which led me down to the path that the mainstream media, without doing any fact-checking, is saying that he's got 50, 60 radio stations. No, he does not.
He can't. Isn't it like $5,000 a word?
Well, I don't know, because satellite networks such as ourselves, okay, the generating mechanism, we're the core, and people really still don't have that in their head, Mike, on how program gets disseminated out there in the marketplace. But we're under no FCC guidelines or restrictions. There's no fines or penalties or this, that, or the other because, quite frankly, there are no licenses that are issued, only issued at the stick broadcasters, be they FM or AM or whatever. And that sent me down the rabbit hole, and I heard it, and I thought, there's no way. even
it can't be. Yeah, I think it's like 5G's for every time.
Well, and let me finish. And so that sent me down the rabbit hole. So I started looking at stations supposedly that was carrying them, checking their schedules for the radio stations. He wasn't there. And the only stations he was on were the stations that he was paying for out of his own pocket, pay to play. And even that is not going to keep you on the air, because you're right. They will take your license. And it isn't, folks, you know, there's fishing licenses and liquor licenses and permit that and license that. There isn't, I lost it and I go apply someplace else. No. You do this in the radio industry, you don't get a broadcasting license back. So that, and I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. And I'm looking at his website. They're all political stories now. Very, very little on the New World Order, the real people, the real deep state here. Okay, there's nothing there. Comments, he used to have hundreds, and depending on the story, used to have thousands sometimes of people commenting on stories on his website. I went to it a couple of months ago, saw stories, 25 comments, 48 comments, maybe 100 comments. And if this guy is about pushing his product, the best way to push his product would help him substantially would be on these AM and FM stations. Oh, and hey, I'm Alex Jones, and I got this great product. Buy my videos. Buy my product. That was his avenue. So why would the man destroy it?
Well, precisely, and since your business model, my business model is similar to yours, but it's physical instead of digital, he's done. He's either getting funding from the government, CIA, whatever, or not, but he's done, just officially. And then you figured out the proof to go find it, which is fantastic.
Well,
so
I didn't, and Mike, I'm serious.
I don't want to hurt the guy.
He's hurting himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's now the target of the mainstream media, which he claims that he doesn't trust, but seems to keep finding himself on their programs and not being their best representative. I mean, if I could mold a person, to do public appearances, it sure as hell wouldn't be Alex Jones.
No, he's trying to get a seat at the table, I think.
Well,
he's going to be like Glenn Beck Light or something, or hardcore or something.
I said this a long time, Mike, a long time ago. I said he's well on his way to Beckville, Glenn Beckville, and a lot of people didn't understand what I was saying.
Now we can see it happening. So
well,
keep up the good work. I'll send you a donation when I get paid.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it very much.
Thanks, brother. Bye.
All right. Folks, the only thing that I can offer you is simply this network, the great host that we have on this network, and to keep the information flowing. And more importantly, this is connectivity to you. This isn't pre-recorded stuff. This isn't pre-programmed. We don't have call screeners here that, oh, well, we're only going to talk about the subject matter at hand. Or you want to go outside that box? No. We are your direct link, and you get to speak to other people. Rob in Chicago. Hello, Rob.
Good afternoon, Ron. Good afternoon, John.
Hey.
Good to hear from you. So, other than the really weird out-of-zero prediction for rain today out of these freaky clouds that they've generated out of nowhere, major storms with hail and everything. But other than that, everything's great up here.
Except you live in Chicago.
I pointed out the chemtrail crisscross X's in the sky last week, and one guy goes, I don't care about that. Okay, don't worry, it's only your health. It's no big deal. The other thing that scares me is people don't realize, you know, with this thing about Syria, we just stepped up World War III just a couple, 3, 4, 5, 10 notches by shooting down one of the good guys' planes with somebody's plane that wasn't invited to the party.
Well, and I'm glad, and Rob, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to talk about that today, and I'm glad you brought it up, because, Russia has told the United States, that, you know, this happened before, don't do it again. Well, they turned around and did it again. But what the public and their perception of Vladimir Putin and Russia, you know, they're in the business of destroying people's political careers, and they're really the true enemy. I got people sending me emails right now telling me that this is the merger of the United States with Russia. And I'm looking at this, and I'm going, wow. So, and Rob, let me finish. And what I saw on Fox News today absolutely blew my mind. I'm going to have to go back and see if I can pull the clip out. But there was a man that described exactly what was going on in Syria. And I think this is unintended. They didn't know that this guy was going to say it. He basically said that, look, you know, this whole shoot down and this stuff that's been ramped up here, you know, this was the Syrian government's plane that was shot down, and Russia told the people that shot it down, meaning us, you're wrong. Don't do that. He basically said that we have been in there and funding the opposition, training and funding the opposition, using U.S. assets and U.S. forces to bring down Assad. It blew me away. So there are people out there paying attention. They know exactly what's going on over there.
Oh, yeah. And the sick part, though, like with these people is they're like, oh, yeah, things are screwed up, but they're still saying, well, the number one thing is, you know, Trump has been doing this and this and this. And I say, where are you getting your information? Is any of it coming from an independent news media, or is it all mainstream? Well, even if I were to look at the stuff on the Internet, blah, 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 blah. And it's like, okay, but you're parroting exactly what they said. So there has been no proof of anything going on, but yet at the same time, we have proof that we created this problem in Syria. We are funding the people over there, and there is a deep state that's trying to break this country apart and get it into a hot war with Russia. And they cannot look at it because, you know, it's sick. It's just this crazy because the proof is there.
Yep.
If anybody just takes 10 steps back and looks at this stuff, why is any of this happening in Syria when Trump stated clearly that we were not going to do anything more. But now, all of a sudden, the military is going to do something.
Mm.
Well, does that not tell you by actions that there is a split government?
Yeah.
And it's the House of Cards. The House of Cards, by the way, if you guys have an opportunity to catch this season, John, my girlfriend won't believe anything, and yet she says, oh, yeah, everybody, all my friends are saying this parallels what's going on with our country and the world right now. It's blatant foreshadowing. It's their Illuminati style telling you what's going on and how it's going.
Right.
But it's entertainment. They can push the button and turn it off.
Well, and Rob, the greater program here at work is you split a country, you keep people's attention off of that of which they should be paying attention to. And Ron and I are here to tell you that at the root of a lot of our problems here, if not 98% of them in this country, has been our allegiance with the middlemen people, the bankers.
Yes. Well, did you get that email I sent you that was a nice lineation by a nice old man about the whole history of the Rothschilds and AKA and the Illuminati?
It was
a very good narrative.
Okay, was it a video?
It was a YouTube playback, but it was a man, an older gentleman, narrating it.
Excuse me, Rob, that was Myron Fagan. I posted it. That's how I really got a bird's eye view of what I was dealing with as I was laying underneath my Chevy Camaro replacing the rear end in. And the guy to come over to help me with that started playing that tape, and I couldn't get away from it. I was still at that stage that everybody was full of crap, so I am not dealing with it. Well, he made sure that I was a captive audience while holding on my chest this rear end as he took his time bolting it up. So I was forced to listen to Myron Fagan. It's probably one of the better days I can recall.
Yes. Okay, good. Because I found that I tripped over it last week because my YouTube.
Okay, hold on, Rob. I got a break. Hold on.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
No one can be said. Must be done. This ain't no Shangri-La.
Mikey, they didn't tell you this is no Shangri-La? By the way, Mike in Colorado, it says he's going to donate when he gets paid. Well, he didn't wait that long. Mike, thank you. He donated $100. Appreciate that very much. And are you still there, Rob?
I am here, sir.
Okay. And by the way, did you check your statement? Was that donation you had us run? Did that go through?
Yes, it did.
Okay, great. All right, because I didn't see it on any statements. You donated $1,000 to this network.
Wow.
Yeah.
I did. Huh? No, I did.
Oh, that wasn't you?
That must be wrong. That wasn't me. That's another Ron. Or was that Jerry out of Chicago?
Jerry. I'll bet you I'll lay odds it was Jerry. Oh, my mistake, yeah. My misspeak.
That's a, you know, I've been begging one of my friends named Jerry to actually donate and do something with his money, but, you know, can't get that. So
well,
anyways.
So that's the problem you have when you have only a part-time secretary, you only get part-time information. My apologies.
You know, John, you know, I'd love to take credit for something, but unfortunately that's one thing I've learned. I am not going to lay down or follow a lie, you know, I mean, you know, something that's not a truth.
Well,
you didn't mean to lie. You were just stating something that was
Well, and Rob, I can guarantee you one thing. When the last bullet that's fired that comes out of our gun and victory is at hand, I won't be there telling everybody, that's because I was here.
You know what? Going back to my, I was talking about my YouTube search, that's kind of funny because I'm actually getting utilized their search and their favoriting and their tendencies against them, because I get all of these news, these feeds from all these different ones, you know, SGG report, all these other stuff. I get a lot of hot stuff, and that Fagan one came up as, you might like this video. And I'm like, well, okay, I'll click on it. And I just randomly, I was like, oh, okay, what is this about? And then I listened to the entire thing, and I made sure to share it with every single person I knew that would have their head screwed on anywhere close to straight.
Yeah, so, that was 1967, I believe. And Anthony Sutton was in on that back in the early days. And it was an hour and I think 10 minutes long. And that came out to the public by way of a long play album, a phonograph record.
Wow.
That's how long ago it was.
Kid.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good stuff. Well, we're keeping keeping trying to get the sheep awake. The ones that we know aren't going to wake up, we're just kind of pushing them to the side and going, okay, you're fodder.
Yeah.
So we'll do the best we can, and we'll meet on the front, because I'll tell you, it's getting way too warm with congressmen that are putting out YouTube videos about pedophilia in our country, and subsequently, that's the first and only guy that is perhaps, targeted or the first one to get a serious bullet in that, quote, onslaught by the guy with 50 rounds of ammunition.
Wow. Yeah, well, and
I think that was more than coincidental.
And they came out today with more information. Oh, the guy had a list. He had a list on him of the people that he was going to get. You know, like he was stupid when he showed up. He had to ask the people who are there. Are these Republicans practicing, or are these the Democrats? Yeah.
They just believe that all of us are as stupid as their lies that they make up. So, again, the false flag stuff, all this stuff, the work that everybody's doing is, all I'm doing is telling people, you have to look at, two, three, four sources to make sure you're getting, you're getting information on it. Follow RBN, there's too much disinformation out there, but everybody wants to give up as soon as they grab onto some BS story.
And that's the challenge. Rob, I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the challenge. I had to actually pull a story last week on Donald Trump, and he was going to do something about the chemtrails, and they had photoshopped pictures of him touring one of these chemtrail planes and all this other stuff. And I searched it out. It looked legitimate. I posted it up. I kept looking, and I thought, I don't feel right about this. I kept looking. Well, I found out it was a false story, and I had to pull it. So that's always, you got
to
just...
Well, I even posted that on Facebook and asked people to verify it.
Yeah.
And they started lambasting me. Chemtrails, they've already been proven to be a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there you go.
Really,
Rob, I got to let you go, my friend. Thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I started out for God knows where.
Alrighty, we're back. Dave, you're up next. Hello, Dave.
Hey, how you doing there, John?
Good.
The reason I'm calling tonight is we have a exercise coming up on the weekend, the 24th and 25th, National Ham Radio Field Day, where 40,000 amateurs get out in the field, set stations up to exhibit what they can do to the public. And as much as I like promoting the hobby and getting new people involved, the main reason I want to share this information with everybody is it is an excellent opportunity to get out and meet the people that can continue to communicate when the grid gets shut down, whether it's a disaster or a government takeover. It's a very good time to meet some friends that are very close-knit to the first responders and will know what's going on in your area.
Say that again, Mike. 7 to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday. Do you know who Keith Rogers is?
Yeah.
Okay. You may want to talk to him as well about this.
Yeah, I might just have to do that.
Yeah, because I'm not a ham guy, and he is, and he just happens to be on this network. So that would be a great conduit.
Fantastic. Oh, we could have some excellent conversations about that. That's definitely good to know.
Bingo.
Like I said, it's not necessary to promote the hobby, because I think it's very important to be able to interface with the people in your community that are going to be able to communicate no matter what the hell happens. Because when all the other grid-type communications goes down, they always come to us ham radio operators to help. We need to pass messages in traffic and all that stuff. And if you know the people that are going to be able to communicate in adverse situations, you at least know, hey, Joe, I need to know what's going on here.
Well, and there's somebody else you should be
friends.
There is also somebody else you should be talking to, and that's Vince Finelli.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Dave.
I will be making the rounds. I certainly appreciate you last year for running that public service spot there to help us promote that and get people out there to interface with the communications abilities of the people that are not dependent on this damn grid that is so compromised, insecure, and fascist these days.
Well, and we're from the government, and we're here to help. And join us on our grid. Good luck to you.
Yeah, All right.
So that's July 24th and 25th?
June 24th. It's coming up this weekend.
Okay.
This weekend.
All right.
The 24th and 25th.
All right.
They start setting their stations up in the morning and start operating over the air, talking to each other all day long for 24 hours about noontime on Saturday.
All right. So I'll tell you what, we can put a PSA up or a blurb up on our website if you'd like to send that over to Michael. What's your email, Mike? Mike? Just BoardOp. BoardOp@republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay.
All right.
I appreciate that. You know, the more people that are aware of this, the better, because you never know. You might find out that you got a lot in common with these folks out there, and there's a lot of friends to be made. The hams are very generous in getting people started, and it's not as expensive to get in there as you might think, especially not nowadays.
Or I was thinking I can now operate in their arena to see what the hell they're doing. Whoops.
Absolutely. And we can also take the truth that we learn here and share it with those people, and those people in turn are going to be sharing it with people off the grid that we can't reach otherwise. So,
yeah,
you know,
right.
It kind of works hand in hand. I've been on this for decades, and one of the things that I do is, you know, interject truth. You know, I don't go and try to cram it down anybody's throat, but whenever topics get brought up, I'm Johnny on the spot with all the stuff we've learned here.
You
so
know,
there
speaking,
you go.
Speaking about Johnny, I just had the thought before you said Johnny, you're kind of like Johnny Appleseed. You plant the seed. If it's fertile and there's something there to work with, it'll grow. If not, you're not out anything, and you move on. Thanks, Dave.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Stay safe, John.
Okay, you too. Wow.
That's a great idea.
It is.
Yeah.
But that's why I suggested he talk to Vince Finelli, because Vince has had him and a Congress critter from Missouri, a state Congress critter, state legislature, there was a lot of problems that were wrought with that little association, but they got a first-hand view of the government, how it operates during times of crisis. It ain't good, folks. Red Cross, doesn't matter. Not good. Not good. At any rate, thanks, Dave. I appreciate it. I want to play a clip here, and it's talking about the economy. But it comes to us via the stockboardasset.com. And I don't know exactly what a 10-2 is, but you'll get the gist of the message here. That he's talking about, stuff being overrated, bonds not being sold. Where did we get our money before? Well, let me see. Government needed money, so it would borrow it, but it would have to issue bonds. So we had some surety of the money that the wonderful middlemen would give us to keep operating. Well, we got some major debt problems in this country, and not enough of that funny money to go around, apparently. And it's no secret that America's infrastructure is in dire need of repairs. Earlier this year, America received her infrastructure report card from the American Society of Civil Engineers. They've been around. This is not a fly-by-night group. They've been around for a number of years. And they gave him a repulsive D+. Now, the ASCE guesstimates that the U.S. would need to spend about $4.5 trillion on infrastructure. Now, they pushed this out to 2025. Folks, we needed $3.5 trillion a couple of years ago. I think he's being a little optimistic. But here's the breakdown of the report card. Aviation in this country gets a grade D. Bridges, C+. Dams, D. Drinking water, hello Flint, Michigan, D. Energy, D+. Hazardous waste, D+. Inland waterways, D. Levees, D. Y'all hearing me down there in New Orleans? Yeah, that's right. Parks and recreation, D+. Ports, a little bit better, C+. Rail, a B. Roads, D. Schools, D. Solid waste, C+. Transit, D-. Wastewater, D+. Now, with that being said, the entire weekend, this guy, and I'm going to play this clip for you, inspecting America's infrastructure at the Port of Baltimore. At some locations, I was given special access to behind-the-scenes view of America's crumbling infrastructure that the public is not allowed to see. The reasons why you're left out and left out of the know is because it destroys the mainstream narrative that everything is awesome. Stock market's up, record, hey, nobody's got anything to worry about. Even Jack Ma, the founder of Alibaba Group, says the U.S. wasted trillions on warfare instead of investing in infrastructure. In the Sunday edition, Alistair Williamson is on site at a marine terminal in the Port of Baltimore. He provides an interesting view of America's deteriorating infrastructure blended with the current shape of the U.S. economy. Now, in this video, you'll hear it. Alistair is given special access to behind the scenes of America's crumbling infrastructure. This is rarely seen by mainstream public. Here is his short presentation, less than 4 minutes.
Good morning from Baltimore. This is Alistair Williamson. I am in an abandoned terminal here in Baltimore City. It's part of the port. And it's currently being deconstructed here, and we see that there's good progress that's ahead. But we want to talk about the bond market. We want to talk about the yield curves, especially the 10 and 2s, which have basically round-tripped from what we saw in the summer of 2016. And we want to be very careful that the flattening in the bond market, the downward slope of the trend here, is signaling that the long-term investors are uncertain and perhaps afraid of what lies ahead for the U.S. economy. And if we blast below on the 10 and 2s, the low of summer 2016, the flattening could become a much steeper slope and head to an inversion. And that is where we signal a recession. We have to understand that this infrastructure in America that is a D or a D minus, it's going to take many years to rebuild. And I'm showing you here this massive, massive structure. It's going to take many years to build, rebuild, tear down, because there is so much rot here in America that I believe my generation, the millennials, don't understand what they're getting themselves into and don't understand that America peaked in 65. And for instance, in Baltimore, it's not just the population peaked in 65. We call that the American high. But we were hit with the 68 riots. We were left with decay from the 60s. 50 years or more of decay. And for example...
Let's bypass the pictorial here that does you no good. All right.
We're walking around this massive crane here, and it looks like it is a huge piece of machinery to lift massive amounts of iron ore, these steel beams and these I-beams that put together the skeleton of the structure. It's so cool that we get to see the machinery here that is rebuilding America. Or I think what many don't realize is that before rebuilding, there has to be a deconstruction phase. And that's what we see here. What we have here on the right and left are two interesting structures. Right here, it's dead. The structure is dead. There is no life in this structure. And this is part of the reason why America's infrastructure is crumbling, is because the officials, the governments, and the central banks have let these structures decay for 50 years, and it's unacceptable. but I'm going to show you a glimmer of hope. And if we spin the camera to the other side, what we see is a lively economy. We see a 199-meter bulk carrier ship unloading salt. And it's coming from South America. Now, the salt is being stockpiled here in Baltimore's terminal, which you can see from miles.
Well, let me stop here, and I'll just end the video here. You can go up and see this, and please share it along with the accompanying story to this. Why are we importing salt from where? Don't we have our own salt mines in this country? Ron, go ahead.
It sounded like you said sod.
No, salt.
No, it was salt. Salt. Okay, yeah, I don't understand that myself.
Yeah, I mean, we've got tons and tons and tons and tons of that stuff. Well, as a matter of fact, some people are waiting for Lake Erie to become a new ocean because they've tunneled so deeply, and they have massive tunneling projects underneath the Great Lakes that have been mining the salt for years and years and years. Which, by the way, it's kind of strange, especially if you're in those cold climes, when you get the snow and the ice, what's the first thing that they grab? And what do they spread all over the roads that helps break down the infrastructure and the road itself? Because the salt gets to the rebar, swells up, cracks the concrete, and you got pieces of that flying through your windshield or from a bridge abutment someplace. And quite possibly, like I said last week on air, there was a woman that was killed around one of the expressways in Detroit. That's exactly what happened, is they use salt in the wintertime. It gets down and it hits that reinforcement rod in the cement. That acts as a kind of an expansion that cracks and breaks the concrete. And she was unfortunate enough to have a driver ahead of her dislodge one of those big chunks that went flying through her windshield and killed her.
Jeez.
You know, I mean, and I'm not buying this. We need $4.5 trillion by 2025, because the one aspect of this that people aren't paying attention to is if it's so bad, you have to deconstruct it in order to restructure it or rebuild it, which is adding, and every minute, every day, every week, every month that goes by, that these things aren't being tended to, and at least to stop the destruction of it, you gets to a point, it's not even salvageable. You got to rip the whole damn thing down and then rebuild it. In many cases, it almost costs as much to deconstruct as it does to actually put up a new structure, whatever that structure is. I mean, and Ron, and again, how many trillions of dollars have we spent? $5-6 trillion? Who the hell knows?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows on these wars in the Middle East, toppling governments to give us people that want to behead people and alternative media that wants to focus on that rather than going to the core of the problem. As I've said, the script writers of this play are sitting in the back row of the theater laughing their asses off right now.
Well, you know, I have to say that it's all economic control again. Why bring in salt is to basically destroy some sort of the pricing of salt here in America. It's like Corbell Wineries is up where I am, and they every 7 years they have to revamp their fields and rip out the grapevines. And that's for economic control, so they can only make so many bottles per year. This is what happens when you give the president, the executive branch, all the force in the country to control economy. How many doctors will pass their test, or potential doctors will pass their test per year, or contractors, or whatever. It's all in a neat box controlled by the executive branch.
Well, if you don't think that the money problems and the funding problems are anything, folks, I got one for you. Now, this goes to the heart of state budgets and how badly they're in need of money. And let's go to my favorite city to pick on. Chicago, Illinois. What state is that in? Illinois. How bad are things in Illinois? Man, let me clue you in. Even the Multi-State Lottery Association, which runs the Powerball and Mega Millions lottery games, intends to drop Illinois from its games due to the concerns over the state's fiscal crisis. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, at the end of June, Illinois will no longer participate in these lotteries if the state remains without a budget. Now, the reason why they don't have a budget is they don't have any money to make a budget. As Illinois approaches its third fiscal year without a budget, looming departure illustrates the wide-ranging effects of Illinois' fiscal irresponsibility. Concern about the Illinois lottery began in August of 2015 when the state had gone without a budget for nearly 2 months, and the comptroller's office announced it would not be able to make payments on winnings over $25,000. Now, a month later, the Illinois lottery announced it would not pay lottery winners until the state government passed a budget. As payout became unlikely, Illinois lottery ticket sales sank, and disgruntled winners sued the Illinois lottery, demanding their payouts with interest. Now, in December of 2015, the state passed legislation that freed up some cash to disperse to unpaid winners. You know, I want to stop that gambling process. That's money for the state. Of the preceding 5 months, now, along with others who had gone without state payments during the budget gridlock, including highway departments and social services providers. The effort temporarily quieted complaints, but Illinois' fiscal crisis dragged on. In 2016, the Illinois Lottery threatened to again cease payments, but the last-minute stopgap compromise postponed the second disaster. Now, here we are in 2017. They have seen no progress toward a sustainable, balanced budget, and Illinois' fiscal situation remains unstable as ever. Now, let me stop and digress for 1 second here. All this money that they were taking in, the state was spending it on other things, and they were not paying out to people that placed their bets. This is pretty damn simple. Now, supposedly the state lotteries were enacted to fund the schools. Okay, then that alleviates the state of coming up with money to fund the schools, which is overly expensive for the product that they put out. Okay, enough said there. But this went on month after month, year after year. And it's so bad that the people that have a few shekels left to play on the lottery with your odds 300 million to one of hitting any one of these jackpots, you know, I've heard time and time again, being in a Stop and Rob, or what you people might consider convenience stores, clad in bulletproof stuff up north around places like Detroit. See, we don't have that down here in Texas. You know, we don't have people standing in bulletproof cages. Well, in Dallas and Houston they do. And you can take the rest from there. But, you know, they're basically, they've taken all of this money, not made the payouts, and spent it on the state. This, ladies and gentlemen, if this is not a clue that you can't even pay off on bets that people are making, and this isn't money that they have to come up with. This is money that they receive, okay? I mean, it can't be any more plain language than that. Now, in fact, 2 weeks before this lottery announcement, the S&P downgraded Illinois' credit rating to a BBB-. At the beginning of June, Moody's lowered Illinois' to a Baa3 credit rating. Now, in just case you don't know anything about credit ratings, both of these are just one rating above junk status. Illinois is the only state with such a poor credit rating. Now, given the recent history of Illinois' fiscal policy and given the Illinois lottery's dependence on the state government for payouts, it should come as no surprise that the popular lottery games no longer wish to play with Illinois. The budgetary uncertainty combined with some of the highest effective taxes in the country build an economic environment hostile to consumers and businesses alike. Now, you seen that on your national news? Did you catch that? Did you get that word out there in Northern California there, Ron?
Not at all.
Yeah.
Not at all.
Well, and we don't want to talk about budgets and how lousy they are in other states, because what's California facing right now?
Yeah.
Oh, we don't want to put out stories that might make people think, and gee, that's Illinois, isn't that too bad? Well, what's going on in my own backyard?
You know, no one's even raising, in that article or that video, not even raising what a crime has been committed.
You mean theft?
Yeah, absolutely, that's it.
Oh, you mean it's not robbing Peter to pay Paul? Wait a minute, that is a crime, isn't it? If you rob somebody to pay somebody else. Oops.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God almighty. Oh, man.
Yeah, we fell under the same umbrella. You know, the lottery was put in place for the schooling, you know.
Yeah.
And now if you check on a school, it doesn't have any of the art programs. It has no extracurriculum. It's just down to the very narrow bones, you know.
But yet we have people in this country that believe that benefits from the government is a right. And that means that they want to proclaim the right of spending your hard-earned money for whatever they want you to spend it for. Oops. Gee, what's wrong with that picture?
Yep.
Amazing. I am just flabbergasted. And this is grinding out. And I warn people, when this started to happen, I said this years ago, and this time it was a banking crisis, just kind of like it was, well, it was stock market oriented, or that's what they led you to believe back in 1929. And of course, that didn't have to happen. We didn't have to have a depression in 1929, but it just seemed to happen. Well, it just seemed to happen because of the banking crisis. Oh, that's right. People writing mortgages and banks being involved in investment when they shouldn't have been, and well, writing all this paper that was really basically worthless or that had no backing in order to make the promises good, they called that the banking crisis. And, Ron, I'm telling you, a lot of people fundamentally don't know what's going on right before them. They need explained to them. And I'm looking at this scenario and going, okay, the other shoe has already dropped. It's hit the floor. That sound went out at 186,000 miles, or I'm sorry, 735 miles an hour, and you're never going to get that one back. But we're sitting here waiting for the sound of the other shoe to drop. When you hear the noise, folks, that's going to be pretty much it. So I'm going to make a suggestion to you here. Just as you need your ammunition to fight a war, we need your donations in order to continue the fight. Because I can guarantee you one thing. If this thing collapses and we've got to fend for ourselves and we've got to, by way of our own little ammunition stash and our own ability to resist the tyranny that's coming, your dollars are better well spent, because you're not going to be able to afford enough ammunition when the fight comes to your doorstep, and you're going to lose, and lose big. I can say it no other way. I'm not suggesting here that if you don't give us, you know, we're going to lose the war. This is an integral part, the sharing of information. Even the elites will tell you the real power is knowledge. And that's what you people are here to partake in. And hopefully, spreading the information. Don't stop spreading. This is how things are done. By networking, by putting out the information. The people wandering around in the world today that just can't get a handle on what's wrong and why are things just continually getting worse instead of any better. That's why we're here, folks, to disseminate that information, to even wake up the brain dead, if that's possible. But a lot of people, you've heard the comments, ladies and gentlemen, over the years, and you might even had the same thoughts but never verbalized them. You have learned a lot from this network. And we're going to keep teaching the people. And those confused ones that finally get their head out of the dark, dank place that it's been, there's going to be a little ray of sunshine known as the truth, because you can handle the truth. And the truth lives here on RBN. Please donate. 800-724-2719. Hit extension 3 or go up to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Top of the page, right below the banner that says, because you can handle the truth. Make a donation. Make a good donation and sign up for a monthly donation as well. We would greatly appreciate it. So would the successive generations of yet to come. And what my opinion, a little biased, but what my opinion, the greatest country on the face of this planet and can and will be again. Thank you, Ron McDonald.
Hey, a pleasure, John.
All right. Thank you, folks, for being here. Back with you tomorrow. Remember Wednesday, Gerald Salente, Thursday, Mark Anderson.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.